In California, the fifth biggest economy in the world, 50,000 workers are on strike at the University of California, which is the state's largest employer. AFSCME Local 3299, a union for low-wage service workers at the public university system like cooks and custodians and lab techs, is protesting for higher wages and better retirement and health care benefits. And unions for nurses and technical workers have joined in solidarity. The UC's 10 campuses and 5 medical centers are staying open through the strike, but there have been disruptions to things like students' meal plans and pre-scheduled surgeries. Catherine Leibarger is president of AFSCME Local 3299. Catherine, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Tell us about what the union's demands are and when did negotiations end?
Honestly, just what UC workers want is for the university to stop or to address the income inequality at the university between the highest paid administrators and the low paid frontline workers. We want the university to address the growing inequality in race and gender by focusing on recruitment, retention, and training of underrepresented communities. And we need the university to stop contracting out our jobs. That contracting out is what drives that inequality.
Well, we talked about inequality. How much of this is about a wage increase, which is usually the first thing people think about when they think about income inequality in particular?
You know, a wage increase isn't very useful if you don't have a job. So when I talk about outsourcing, right, when the university outsources, they're in an agreement with a third-party employer, usually a poverty contractor, that pays wages as much as 58% below market, often flouts labor laws, and usually doesn't offer benefits. This has the effect of driving workers to the bottom, which disproportionately hurts women, immigrants, and people of color. You know, for perspective, we could look at the 8 chancellors who make six-figure salaries who saw a salary increase last year of 3%. It comes out to an average of about $23,000 a year for them, right? Now, we're not asking for $23,000 a year. If we were, that would be a 37% increase for our members. Instead, we're just asking to keep pace with the cost of living in California.
And what does that look like? That when you say keep pace with the cost of living, I think when people think minimum wage, there's a national fight for $15 an hour for certain jobs. What are you guys, what's your target?
So the folks who are fighting for this, when we talk about custodians and food service workers, their salaries hover around $40,000 a year. And in California, you can't get by on that. And then when you couple that with increased healthcare costs, then you're looking at a pay cut and it gets harder and harder.
Well, we sure experienced those in a lot of parts of the country. We did reach out to the University of California for comment, and they say that in part, the pay raise demand is too high. And I'm quoting here, they describe it as, quote, twice what other UC employees have received. And they say that using a strike as a negotiating tactic is, quote, highly inappropriate. Our listeners can read their full statement on our website at The Takeaway. You just said $40,000 is the salary for custodial workers there. What's your response to University of California statement?
You know, I think it's sick. I think it's a cynical statement coming from an administrator who makes so much more than the low-wage workers that they're talking about.
And I just want to, you know, we're seeing strikes across the country. We're seeing an increase in labor movements, if you will. What's your sense of this? Is the labor movement or these issues becoming front and center? Are they becoming stronger? Is this a revival?
Honestly, it kind of looks like that. I've been asked that question a lot. And yeah, these issues reflect, I think, the widespread frustration. The growing inequality isn't just a number on a page. It's something that we all live with and feel, and we're fighting back.
Catherine Leibarger is president of AFSCME Local 3299. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
We continue our coverage of strikes underway by workers employed by the University of California system. Scott Rodd is a staff writer at the Sacramento Business Journal covering law and policy and has been following the strike and how it's impacting the university and Californians. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
So we've heard what the workers and the union want. What's the argument from the University of California side?
The University of California would respond with a couple of things. One is that they offered a 3% wage increase when the union asked for a 6% wage increase. And they also they wanted to raise the retirement age for workers who opted for a pension over a 401k to 65 years old. The union ended up rejecting that offer, and UC went ahead and decided that it was going to implement a 2% wage increase for this year. That's what sparked the strike. Moving forward. In the University of California, the other side of it is that they've been under a crunch from the state's budget. They haven't been receiving as much money that they've wanted. They've been pushing the state to get more funding through the budget, but it just hasn't come. So they're feeling the squeeze from multiple ends.
And one of the big criticisms from the union and union representatives say that the university wants to contract out a lot of these jobs. Are you seeing that happening right now?
You know, this is a big concern for a lot of labor workers, and it is something that I have heard from workers as well. And not only that, it's been sort of a ongoing issue. There was a strike that bore a very similar resemblance to this back in 2013, and that was a big part of why union workers were striking at that time. And ultimately, following that strike, the union workers were able to gain protections against contracting out of their jobs to third parties.
And has the University of California president, Janet Napolitano, responded to these strikes? And what kind of position does this put her in with the Board of Regents?
You know, I actually interviewed her a couple months back, and I touched on the issue of strikes because there are multiple unions that are currently in negotiations with the university and have threatened strikes in recent months. And she's sort of known for not really engaging in those conversations outside of or in the media and outside of the bargaining table, so to speak. It does put her in a tough position, though. You know, when you have 50,000 workers striking across the system, that's going to put a lot of pressure on you. And she is certainly going to be feeling it from the regions, I believe.
And there are other unions that have joined in solidarity with these workers. Are you seeing perhaps more of that? What's the impact that that's having, if any?
You know, I do think the unions are feeling power in numbers here. The California Nurses Association and the UPTE, University Professional Technical Employees, they represent about 30,000 employees that are striking in solidarity with AFSCME. And I do think that they believe that those additional you see even further. And so this is also, again, something that I'll go back to 2013. There were sympathy strikes then as well. And I think they saw that it was effective 5 years ago. So I think that's partly why they're looking to do this again in 2018.
Well, we'll be watching very closely. Scott Rodd is a staff writer at the Sacramento Business Journal covering law and policy. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.